He's called a wizard of worms, captain of compost, doctor of dirt, old natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Got a lot to talk about today, but plenty of time for open lines and your call. So jump on board here. I'll probably go into the phones pretty quickly. 1-866-444-3478. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's hot here, very hot here. Those of you across the South probably experiencing the same kind of thing. So a lot of the questions will be about that. We're going to talk about tree stress for one thing today. Our latest newsletter, which is free, and you can get it if you're not signed up for it by going to dirtdoctor.com. Fill out the little form there under the button that says newsletter, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. But the one we just did is about slime flux, and I've gotten a couple of interesting responses on it. Basically, I don't recommend doing anything other than making the tree healthier. It's a bacterial pathogen that's in the tree, but it rarely does any more than cosmetic damage. You can stop it, and the people that do want to treat for it, there's no reason in the world to ever inject any kind of toxic materials or spray any kind of toxic materials on the tree. If you do want to do something proactive, probably the thing I'd use is hydrogen peroxide, and it can be used topically, sprayed on, or put in cavities, and we've talked about that and recommended that for a long time. And if you do some of the fancy new technology like ArborJet and inject any material into the tree, the hydrogen peroxide would be the way to go. And I'll talk about tree stress a little bit more as we have time this morning. Right now, I need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And we've got a great-looking dog in the SPCA area of the website. And we've got good news, too, because from last week, Bella was adopted, and before that, Chiquita and Sister Leah were adopted, and we appreciate everybody's help with these wonderful pets. Rose, this week, is terrific looking. She's obviously, and I would bet this is right, a Rottweiler mix, but thinner, probably got some terrier in her, too, it looks like to me. 30-pound, 8-month-old, 30-pound. Dog looking for a place. Beautiful, beautiful color. You can see her picture on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Loves to kiss, loves to have a good time, loves to play. He's already trained a little bit. Good with other dogs. Wouldn't mind having a playmate. You know, the list goes on and on about good things about Rose here. And one of the things you need to know if you don't already is that you can bring your current vaccinated pets to the shelter. This is the SPCA in Dallas, and have them meet potential pets like Rose, see how they get along. She's not just cute, sweet, and cuddly, it says, but super smart. Already knows how to sit and is improving on her loose leash walking skills. This is kind of a disturbing thing, and I've thought about whether I ought to read it or not, but I'm going to. Rose was surrendered to the SPCA on July the 13th because her previous owners no longer had time for her. Well, isn't that special? Hope they're doing just lovely out there, but Rose probably needs a better family, it sounds to me. So y'all take a look at her, and wherever you are in the country, let's support our rescue organizations. And thanks a lot, again, for Bella and Chiquita and Sister Lee and all those that you've helped with coming up to this time. My tea is as simple as you can possibly make it this morning, about a third of a great big organic lemon sliced into pieces, and that's all that's in this tea this morning. Logan was in town, and I was cooking breakfast for Logan and Judy, everybody was going different directions this morning, so I did one that's very simple. She's on her way back to Arizona. She's been, as y'all know, continuing her travels. We've got some interesting things going on Facebook, too, and I need to reach out and ask people for some help. Doreen, Doug may or may not be around to help me with this. This came up this morning. Matt told me about a YouTube that's on for everybody right now that I want to put on our Facebook and let everybody see it for sure. There's a young 14-year-old girl in Canada that has been making some comments about the negative side of GMOs, which, of course, you know, we're completely in agreement with. It's bad technology. It's bad stuff across the board. And apparently some TV show brought her on the air, and the host just raked her over the coals. It was really a brute to her, but she held her own. 14-year-old Rachel, so anybody can pull it up pretty easily, do a search for 14-year-old Canadian GMOs. Her name's Rachel. All those different things probably pull it up. If anybody has the time to put it on our Facebook, I'd appreciate it. And if not, I'll get it on there later on. But it's okay, Matt said he would be able to do it at break here. So we'll get it up there for everybody, and you can see it. I'm looking forward to hearing it, too. The computer I have in here, I can see it, but I can't hear the audio. So we'll check that out. I'm reading another book right now. I was telling Matt that's really interesting. Robin Cook is the author. It's called Nano, and it's a novel, but it's about nanotechnology. And I got a bad little feeling in the depths of my stomach that may be the next GMO industry situation we're going to have to be looking at. It's kind of like GMOs. There's probably some positive sides to it, but the negative sides are just absolutely gigantic. A lot of people think that the research is very thorough and really positive, but what you have to know is all the research was done by the company that owns all the stuff, not by independent researchers, and that's one of the big rubs, and that's what I think Rachel talks about in her interview. Nanotechnology, same kind of thing. Nanotechnology, I was talking with Bob Webster on his show yesterday in San Antonio, as I do every Saturday. And by the way, we've shifted the timing on it to 7. I haven't told them this yet, but it may be a permanent 7 o'clock, at least for a while. We used to do it 8 o'clock here in Dallas, Fort Worth time, but may have to do it at 7 for a while, which is good. We kind of get some little bit different listeners that are up in different times that way. But Bob was bragging about going to a recent show. He and his folks at Shades of Green down in San Antonio, they go to these various markets, and they do a wonderful job of bringing in great and unusual gift items and home decor and hard goods and things like that. It's just a fantastic retail center they have down there in San Antonio, totally organic, 100% hardcore organic. But he was bragging about some new fabric that he had run into. And it's fabric that's primarily used for cleaning purposes, and it has nanotechnology, these microfibers in it, which is, you know, similar to what you use to clean your glasses, you know, the microfiber material that doesn't scratch your glasses. Well, this apparently has gone to a new level of small, you know, nanotechnology small, and extremely good for cleaning, he was talking about, and all that. But I happened, and we were doing this right at the end of my visit with him, I said, well, next week we'll have to discuss nanotechnology a little bit more, and I'll try to have some more input. Hopefully I'm wrong. I hope all nanotechnology will be very positive, but what nanotechnology is particle sizes that are so small that they can penetrate things that haven't been able to be penetrated before, you know, including things like your skin and tissue in the body and things like that. Whole Foods and some of the other people that were involved in the TDA's board, the organic board, when I was on it, they were bringing up nanotechnology products that are in the food industry that they wanted to have banned from being acceptable in a certified organic program. And it was the first time I had heard about that sort of thinking, and I was kind of playing devil's advocate at that time, saying, well, look, nanotechnology exists in nature. I mean, there are particles that are there that size in nature. And they were saying, yeah, that's true, but this is going to bring a whole new thing in, and we just don't know about it, kind of like GMOs. So you're going to hear more about that. Listen to Rachel's interview. We'll get it up on Facebook as quickly as we can. And check out the other things on Facebook, The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. To call me on the show here, it's 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com, and I'll be back right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Matt helped me get the interview on the YouTube interview up on Facebook. So go to that I was telling you about, the 14-year-old that was attacked by this host, but apparently holds her own very well. It's on our Facebook now, so check it out. I haven't gotten to hear it yet, but will soon. It is our Facebook is The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett, and there's some really good questions there too. I was just noticing. I'll get those answered for you as soon as I can, and we'll talk about them on the air too. One of them that came up was about whether Trichogramma wasp and Braconid wasp are the same thing, and no, they're quite different. The Trichogramma are microscopic and help with the control of lepidopterous insects that create caterpillars as the larvae and eat the plants. That way, the Braconid wasps actually parasitize the caterpillars, and the pupae grows on the caterpillar and kills the caterpillar. I think of the term in a minute. So they both kill caterpillars, but they do it in a little bit different way. And the Braconid wasps are not microscopic. You can see them; they're small, but they're not microscopic. We're going to go to the phones and catch up, and then then we'll come back and catch up on a few more things I wanted to cover. First up this morning is Robert in Cumbie, Texas. Hello, Robert. Robert, you there?
Yes.
There you are.
Good morning, Howard.
How's everything?
Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if there's any possibility that the algae, one of my ponds has got quite a bit of algae in it this year. Last year, both of them were fairly clean, clear. And this year, with all the runoff, both of them are really muddy. Is there any possibility that the algae in that water has any detrimental effect to any items in my garden that I've been watering it with?
No, probably just the opposite, Robert. Probably it's beneficial. Algae in water in general is not a sign of unhealthiness at all. In fact, it's healthy in swimming pools and decorative ponds and various waterways, even in bird baths. Some people worry about it in bird baths, but yeah, it's not harmful in any of those situations. It just looks bad.
Okay.
You know, so using it in your irrigation or having it around your aquatic plants or watering food crops with it and things like that, that's just no problem at all. In fact, it probably has some nutrient benefit. And the microbe bodies, you know, are one of the significant sources of humic materials.
Uh-huh. Well, I've had so many different problems with so many different items in my garden this year for the first time in 32 years. And I was trying to pinpoint it and hadn't been having much luck.
Well, it wouldn't be from the algae. It could be from other things in there. You say that there's a lot because of runoff. What kind of fertilizers and all have you been using on the property?
Well, one of my hay meadows, one guy has been putting fertilizer on it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's been 3 or 4 years since anything has been put on it other than that, just lime.
Okay.
Because of the cost of fertilizer, he didn't want to get buried in the hay.
Sure. Well, the synthetic fertilizers could possibly have some contaminants in them. If he's, you want to hope that he's not using any herbicides, because if he was doing that, that could definitely be part of your problem.
They all know I won't allow that.
Okay. Use water with algae in it. It should not be the problem. It's probably like I'm seeing, and I haven't been very good this year about staying in my garden and, you know, managing it like I should. But I'm talking to a lot of people that are seeing kind of strange things this year and having some problems they haven't had before because the weather's been so erratic. You know, we had a mild spring and now extremely hot weather. I think there's still a drought in some situations where there's some moisture at the surface but not down in the ground. So probably those things are the issues, not the algae in the water.
Okay. Also, I heard you comment on the 14-year-old young lady from Canada.
Uh-huh.
For any of your listeners that might want to kind of bone up on what she was fighting against, there's a web, as a matter of fact, several websites, but one of them, the best one I found was Genetic Roulette.
Uh-huh.
Jeffrey M. Smith.
Yeah, we've had Jeffrey on the show here.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's been quite a while. Probably need to do it again.
Anyway, I think more and more people are beginning to snap on to what's going on with our food supply. But anyway, is there any concern I should have about trying to clear the algae or lessen it? Or
well, you can lessen it with the bacteria products like BioSI makes. They have a Water Doctor product that's terrific, and it's what I use in my fish pond. And so if you want to clear it up quickly, that's a way to go. You can use cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal works well, especially the first time that you do it, and doesn't hurt the quality of the water or anything like that. But the corn, you know, has the issue of the GMO, so some people want to stay away from that, and I certainly understand that. But the cleanest way to go would be to go the BioSI bacteria products that's for water treatment.
Would that be a supplier be listed on your website for that, I guess?
Yeah, if you go to dirtdoctor.com, they've got a banner ad on the right. It's bio and then the letters S period I period. And there's rotating banner ads there. Or you can just go to, you know, go directly to their website.
Okay.
All right.
Howard, I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And some of these mail order places that we talk, they sell it, and some of the mail order places that we talk about here from time to time sell the BioSI products as well. Well, I hear the birds trying to fly in the window here, so let's take a quick break and then come back for more of your calls at 866-444-3478. I see that a couple people were there and left. Maybe they had to go to church or whatever. Always leave your question for David, and I'll try to answer it when I get back. Howard Garrett, back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The hunt for a California man and the 16-year-old girl he is said to have abducted has ended in gunfire in an Idaho wilderness. An FBI hostage rescue team shot and killed James DiMaggio. Hannah Anderson was rescued, apparently unhurt, though she has been hospitalized. A Yemeni military official says gunmen believed to be from Al-Qaeda have killed 5 soldiers in the country's south. The official says the attackers surprised the soldiers this morning at a checkpoint guarding oil and gas projects. Israel's defense minister says his country won't let rumors and speculation harm the Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty. The statement follows reports that an Israeli
Israeli drone killed four militants in a cross-border strike into Egypt. In an Afghan disaster, officials says heavy rains and overnight hailstorms have killed at least 22 people near the capital. Most of the victims were in cars when floods swept their vehicles away and submerged them. More details at SRNnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips. And today, I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Jim Furyk hasn't won a major championship in 10 years, but he has a chance to claim the second of his career. He leads through three rounds of the PGA Championship after firing at 268. Furyk says he's handled adversity on the Oak Hill course.
I've hit bad shots this week. I got off to a bad start today and was able to just kind of shrug it off, and I think that's why I turned a two-over start into a two-under finish.
Furyk is 9-under for the tournament, one stroke ahead of second-round leader Jason Duffner. Duffner says he's looking forward to playing in the final group with Furyk.
It'll be a lot of fun. Jim's a great guy. He's a great competitor. He's been in this position a bunch. This is a couple times for me.
Duffner followed Frate 7-under 63 with a 71. He's one ahead of Henrik Stenson, who says he and countryman Jonas Blixt, two back of him, are in good position to become the first major winners from Sweden.
We're definitely increasing the chances with having two guys up there rather than one or none.
Tiger Woods with a 3-over Saturday is 4-over for the tournament. This is Esser in Sports. In the National League, Miami scored on the wild pitch of the ninth to end Atlanta's 14-game winning streak 1-0. Marlins starting pitcher Nathan Eovaldi allowed just one hit in seven innings for a no decision.
It was a huge win all around. We needed this win for us, bounce back. Hopefully, we do a lot better, finish up the road trip strong.
Colorado beat Pittsburgh 6-4 with Chicago 6-5 over St. Louis, Washington 8, Philadelphia 5, San Diego 3, Cincinnati 1, New York 4-1 over Arizona. American League Finals, Detroit 9, New York 3, Toronto 5, Oakland 4, Texas 5-4 over Houston, Boston 5, Kansas City 3, Chicago 5, Minnesota 4, Los Angeles 7-2 over Cleveland. Interleague play, San Francisco 3, Baltimore 2, the LA Dodgers 5, Tampa Bay nothing, Milwaukee beat Seattle 10-0. Eli Manning hit Victor Cruz for a 57-yard touchdown pass, and the New York Giants beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 18-13 in the preseason opener for both teams Saturday night. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we've had a couple people come on and then drop off, so if you come back, let David know, and we'll get you worked in here as quickly as we can. The number is 866-444-3478. We'll talk to Joe real quick, and then I'll do a few other things in Mustang, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Howard, how's it going this morning?
Doing well. Are you?
Oh, great, great. Hey, I got a quick question. Have you ever had a holistic veterinarian on?
Yeah, we have. We've had a couple. In fact, we're going to talk to somebody today. If you're interested in that area, you may want to listen. I think they're going to be on with us at the beginning of the next hour. It's a lady that has written a book.
Uh-huh.
Called The Doggone Good Cookbook, and it's about cooking for your dog and what you should be letting them eat and not eat and all that. It's going to be interesting to see how much we agree on things. But
okay.
Holistic vets have been mentioned some in that book, and there are others. What I'm seeing more and more out there, Bob Webster, my friend down in San Antonio that I mentioned, he actually is on a radio show with a vet that's in that category.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Kirby. And he's one of the best in the state. But what I'm seeing more and more happen, Dan Kirby is his name, but I'm seeing more and more. Judy has worked with some local vets near where we live, and I'm seeing more and more of these vets and these companies come in our direction, you know, and thinking, a more holistic way, because I think the word's getting out there that it just works better, you know. They don't learn about it that much in college, unfortunately. You know, they're taught about the pharmaceuticals and all the other kinds of stuff. But I think that there's so many of the veterinarians and so many homeowners, for sure, that have gotten into the natural organic approach that the whole industry is going that way. So I think you can probably find somebody near you in Oklahoma there. You don't need to be traveling around the world. And anytime anybody finds somebody good out there, wherever you're listening, let us know, and we'll help pass the word on.
Do you remember Dr. Austin in Dallas?
Yes.
Back in the 80s?
Yeah, I knew him fairly well.
My dad used to work for him.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He was one of the more hardcore natural, organic, holistic kind of guys, and I think he did some really good work. He had some interesting ideas. We had lunch several times together and talked about things. He was really hardcore about organics. And
I think he passed away, didn't he?
He died of a heart attack, about 10 years ago, I think, something like that.
Okay. Well, hey, Howard, I won't take up all your time. I just thought I'd give you a holler.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
One of the people, David, remember what he was calling about, and I remember now, too, that didn't hold. They were asking about the natural way to control thatch in turf, and that's a pretty easy one to handle for you. There are some people in the organic arena that sell products that have microbes that are marketed for controlling thatch, and they work pretty well. They'll speed up the process and all that. I don't have anything against them, really. But on the other hand, under an organic program, you won't have thatch, because it's just taken care of naturally by the biological activity that comes along with using the organic fertilizers. When you use blends that contain natural materials, and when you use molasses and vinegar and the Garrett juice mixture, and when you use products that contain biological activity just in general, bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi, or products that stimulate those kind of microbes, the thatch doesn't have a chance. It gets chewed up in a hurry, and you really never have to deal with it. If you've inherited a property, you've moved into a new place, or you've been chemical in the past, and you have thatch developed because you weren't allowing the life to be there like it should be, you can speed up the process of the thatch going away by core aerating and putting out compost, organic fertilizer, Garrett juice, dry molasses, any of those kind of products, and the thatch will be eaten up by the microbes in short order. And then long term, thatch just really isn't a problem. Now that I've said all that, I'll tell you this. Having a very thin layer of thatch is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, because every planting there is wants to have mulch on the surface of the soil. It doesn't matter whether it's annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, ground cover vines, or grass. Grass has mulch too. Well, that mulch is that real thin layer of thatch that will be in the turf that's maintained properly, and it'll be a good thing. It helps hold the moisture in just like it does in beds and everything. And so don't get concerned if you have a real thin layer of thatch. If you have a thick layer and water can't even get through, and you've got weird growing patterns, and you've got dry spots and dead spots and dying spots, that means you've got too much. I've got some on one property we have that was maintained with chemicals before we got it, and it was still getting rid of some real heavy thatch in one area that I hadn't even noticed. I just let it, kind of cavalier, let it get too thick, and now I'm getting rid of it with techniques that I'm telling you about here. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. So jump on board. But the heat and the weather are certainly a big issue in maintaining gardens right now. And one of the things that I'm getting questions about are what are the best turf grasses to use? And I've had to ask several times, so somebody must be promoting it. What about zoysia as a drought-tolerant grass? Well, zoysia is a pretty grass. It's very pretty, very succulent-looking. It's tough to a degree until you get some traffic on it. The problem with zoysia is that if it has regular traffic across it, whether it's the mail carrier or the dog or you or the golfer who's walking from the cart across the zoysia to the tee or the green, once it gets compacted and worn out and dies, it heals and repairs itself, no matter what you try to do, very slowly. And that's why I recommend with zoysia that the only way it should be planted is solid sod, because it grows so slowly laterally. Well, that's a good thing from a maintenance standpoint, because you don't have to mow as often in most cases, depending on which variety you use. There's a lot of different kinds of zoysias, and you don't have to edge it nearly as often. That's the positive side. The negative side is that it's not nearly as drought tolerant as some people claim some of them are, and it doesn't heal once it's worn out very well at all. Some of the plants from turf all the way up to trees right now are showing some pretty severe stress. And people, and I'm seeing it in some gardens where, you know, I've been there personally. But what a lot of people are being fooled by is that they're using sprinkler systems, irrigation systems, or they're watering by hand and moving the sprinkler around and thinking that they're watering enough by watering, you know, every few days or something like that. Well, what happens in a lot of cases when we have severely hot weather is that you can keep the top few inches moist, but below that gets dry. And the only way you're going to prevent that or get it back moist again is to put the hose out. It'd be one place where I'd say using soaker hoses makes some sense, or just put out a bubbler on the end of a hose, or just put out the hose and let it run for a day or more. Let it run for a long, long time overnight and really flood areas so it sinks down. You can speed up this process and make it work better by renting, if you don't already have one, an auger of some kind. This is especially good for new properties or where there's hard pan that you need to violate or something like that. But get a 2-inch auger or something like that. Drill down anywhere from 12 to 18 inches. Fill those holes with lava sand or a small lava gravel is even better. And then water in those vent holes that you've made all through the roots of the trees in the area where there is stress, and you'll see dramatic improvement. But that's why the native post oaks and some of the other native oaks throughout the South, especially right now, are dying, having trouble, because the soil moisture has gotten so bad down deep in the soil. And when I mean down deep, I mean below the topsoil, you know, below 6 inches, not way down deep, just deeper than that surface moisture is. Philip in St. Joe, Texas, next up. Hi, Philip.
Hello, hi. I planted a pomegranate and some iliagnus.
Okay, all right.
And they have both dropped all their leaves.
Well, you may be dealing with what I just talked about, Philip. What kind of irrigation system are you using in those areas?
The drip. The soaker hoses.
Okay, these are the soaker hoses that are that you put in yourself that are on top of the ground, or is this a commercial deal that's set in under the ground or under the mulch?
No, it's on top of the ground.
Huh? Okay. Well, those things have to run a long time to put out very much water. You probably know that. Also, the typical soaker hoses, the leaky pipe type products, and some of the ones that even have holes and emitters will put out a whole lot more water on one end of the soaker hose than the other end, and you tend to get some real wet spots and some real dry spots. So get yourself, the most important thing that you can do is get yourself a probe. And you can buy a pipe probe, the fiberglass one, or you can make one out of an old driver, golf club, break the head off of it and turn that into a probe. Probe in the soil. You'll be able to tell by the feel whether you're too dry or too wet, and then adjust your watering. And I'll bet you you've got some dry situations where the roots of those plants are, and that's what's causing the problem. It can be the reverse. It can be that you've overwatered and you have a perched water table and you have an anaerobic situation in the root system of the plants, and either one of those things can cause it. But it's far more likely with the weather we're having that you're not wet enough and you need to run it longer. But the only way you know for sure is you use a probe and see what the moisture's like down in the soil.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. There is an open line for you at 866-444-3478.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier. All righty, Howard back with you. Somebody called and couldn't hold longer and wanted to know about crabgrass control. Said they've used chemicals in the past and haven't had any luck. Crabgrass and a lot of really tough-to-control broadleaf weeds can be controlled with the product that's on the market that's called Crabgrass Killer. It's now under the name AgriLawn, although there are, I just found out this week, there are still some products out there on the market with the old label, which is fine. It used to be called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer. Now it's gone back to the original owner, and it's called AgriLawn. It is a cinnamon-based product. Cinnamon, potassium bicarbonate, maybe some turmeric and some other herbs in it is what is in the product. It will appear a little pricey to you, maybe first time you buy it, but the stuff works. It's incredible, and it is the only selective herbicide, organic herbicide that's out there. We've just spec'd it on a commercial project and used it there, so it can be used commercially or all the way down to very small residential gardens for some extremely tough to control weeds. And for example, I killed out false strawberry and St. Augustine grass in my place with it that I had just let loose. I had let it go. I wasn't worried about it. And all of a sudden, I looked up one day, and there was more false strawberry than there was St. Augustine. And so I tested it out there, and lo and behold, it was fantastic. So that's what I would recommend. Just follow the label instructions. You wet the turf, and you dust it out. The only thing that I might warn you about on the product is that it is designed, the container's designed with a bunch of pretty big holes in the top of it. And when you use it and walk around and shake it out with that, it puts it out a little bit too heavy, in my opinion. It's better, I think, cost-effectively and just efficacy-wise, too, for it to be dusted out in a finer dust, you know, that covers a larger area, not quite so clumpy. I use the Dustin Miser, which is available from, you know, if not in your local retail stores, at the mail order places that sell organic stuff. And you can get these bulb type things like a turkey baster, even sometimes will work on with powdery stuff to dust it out in a fine dusting situation, so it goes farther and actually covers the wet foliage that you've put moisture on better. Thus, it will control the weeds better. So just keep that in mind when you buy the product. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Dale's in Waco and with the Dirt Doctor right now. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
Well, okay, so I planted my garden this year just like every year. Onions came up good. Garlic did good. The onions started kind of seeding off early this year. I had to snip them a lot. But
Dale, we're having a hard time hearing you. You on a hand-free deal or something?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, just keep going. You're kind of coming in and out.
I apologize. What I said was I planted my garden just like I did every year. Onions, garlic came up fine. The onions kind of seeded off a little early. I had to keep snipping them off.
Right.
But I got a good crop. I got a good crop of tomatoes. I did early girls and celebrity. I did a determinate, indeterminate. But the rest of the garden, I did squash, the usual suspects, okra, black-eyed peas, cream peas. And the okra is only about 18, 24 inches high, and they're not putting out pods like they should, but they look healthy. The leaves are great. The stalks are great. They should be about twice as high by now. And the beans all, they put out pods, what are you going to call them? But they were flaccid and never developed, and everything just seems to be kind of anemic.
Yeah, I think you're seeing what a lot of people have seen this year. The spring was very mild, and then when it got hot, the plants were like, you know, I don't like this anymore. I kind of felt the same way myself. It felt hotter than if it had, you know, gotten ramped up hotter earlier like it normally does. My okra is short. It's producing really well, and I haven't done a good job of keeping the pods cut off of it, and it's a red okra, but it's definitely shorter than it has been. On the other hand, the red lima beans are taking over the whole place. They have just loved the weather. So I think what you're seeing is probably related to the weather. Now that I've said that, though, what was your fertilizer program?
Well, I just put compost on. I just do compost.
Well, that may be part of your problem. Some of these plants, some of these seed that we use, and the plants, you know, most of the people that are planting them and growing them are fertilizing the heck out of them with synthetic fertilizers, and so they've kind of developed this hunger to need quite a bit of fertilizer. So I think if you ramp it up, Garrett Juice. You know, your own Garrett Juice or one of the commercial ones on the foliage and drenched into the soil, and just a little bit more fertilizer than compost by itself. And I think you would have seen the production be a lot better and probably will be better from this point into your fall garden. So just give them a little bit more feeding.
Okay, some more food. All right, that makes sense. It has been a weird year.
I think, yeah, it's been weird, but I think they're a little hungry. Thanks for calling, Dale. I appreciate it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break and then get back for more calls and conversation. I think we'll have a guest talking about dogs and dog food and things like that as well. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.